Good evening, Indianapolis. This is Dan, and it is April the 27th, I believe, although every day these days seems to bleed into the next. This podcast is related to an email I had received recently from someone that does management consulting, and this particular email was about, you know, the whole emphasize the positive, eliminate the negative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between type bullshit. And here's the deal. I have nothing against positive, optimistic people. You need those people. In fact, the world would not function correctly without those people. But what really pisses me off, and I don't think I'm the only person, is that in my lifetime, and certainly in the last two decades, the non-positive, optimistic, happy-feely emotions have mostly been categorized as some type of pathology. So basically, if you're not jumping up and down, if you're not a cheerleader, if you don't listen to that song happy and feel happy like that song, I always forget the name of that fucking artist. What the fuck song is that again? Let's look it up. We got the internet. Let's do it. Do it for Johnny. Happy, I think it was Feral, right? Happy and P.H. Feral. Oh, there we go. Yep. Happy. 24 hours of happy. I am so glad that this video exists because I know. And fuck this. So yeah, you know, if you're not happy, if you're not really, really happy, if you're not like totally excited about all the shit going on these days, if you happen to be like me and have a few negative perspectives on the current reality, you're sick. There's something wrong with you. In fact, a lot of the language being used these days puts people into the category of being bad people if they're not all happy. Well, here's the deal. I don't know how you're going to turn a bunch of people from happy, excuse me, from sad to happy if they don't have jobs and they're basically living in the worn-out husk of a more or less dying civilization. But let's assume for the sake of argument that we can find some happy place in all this bullshit. Why is it that we need to feel the need to shame people for not being happy? I mean, assume everyone could be happy. I don't know how, but assume that's true. Assume that my sister Nancy, who was divorced and then a few years later died of cancer, assume for the sake of argument that after my mom died, who she depended upon, and she died a year later, assume for the sake of argument that she could have been happy, right? She could have been really, really happy, and everything could have been great. And here's the thing about Nancy. Nancy, in her last year, was more or less content, or I should say, living a good life. But I wouldn't argue that her or anyone else I know is happy as a state all the time. I'm happy sometimes. In fact, you know, in the last year, I've had a lot of happy moments, and these moments are worth remembering. In fact, joy and happiness, these are good things. But it's not all of fucking life. And the thing that's kind of problematic about emphasizing the happy is that you don't really get people used to the sad. You know, people, especially kids, especially when they're learning, they need to understand that life is tragic. Life is not just an endless fucking paradise carnival ride. Life is fucking tragic. And yet, we want these kids to go on drugs. We want to put them on fucking psychotropics if they even hint at not liking the reality they've been born into. So here's the deal. If you're one of these fucking Pharrell Williams motherfuckers out there trying to sing little songs and make everybody happy, 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 fuck off. Okay? There are people out there who are not happy, and all you're really doing is shaming them for not being fucking happy. I'll let you in a little fucking secret there, dude. That doesn't actually make them happy. That makes them more sad, you fucking dumbass.